serving it up like a cup of espresso. That's Sabrina Carpenter on a fresh Wednesday morning, 8:30 on the dot, and you're locked into Radio Life and Style. Have you had your espresso? Are you feeling ready for Wednesday to tackle the middle of the working week, get over the hump of the hump day? Well, if you're feeling a little flat and like you could use some motivation, some inspiration, or maybe just a distraction from whatever work is waiting for you on a Wednesday, I have just the lady for you, because this is her thing. The digital space, the social media influence arena, and if you are not already following my next guest, well, then hopefully by the end of this interview, you'll have been intrigued enough to find her on all good social platforms under the handle of Miss Nay Cotton. And since we are still in August, it's Women's Month, we figured let's have a chat to this lady who is making waves in her own right and has got a really interesting message and a mission, particularly, I think, resonant with young women living in the digital age. But hey, what do I know? I'm going to find out from the lady herself. Here she is on the microphone with us on a Wednesday. Miss Nay Cotton, welcome to Radio Life and Style. How are you doing?
Yes, thank you so much for having me. I'm doing amazing. Happy Wednesday.
Happy. And I mean, it's a kind of a grey, miserable Wednesday,
yeah,
on the weather front.
It's not giving.
No, well, we're going to give it now. The sunshine vibes coming out of the radio, and you seem to carry that vibe with you anyway.
Thank you.
That's certainly the impression that one would get looking at your social feeds.
I hope so.
And for those that might have stumbled across some content, might have seen you on one or two platforms, but aren't entirely familiar with Miss Nay Cotton.
Yes.
Who are you, and what is your game as far as your passion and the area of influence that you zero in on?
Okay, awesome. So who am I? I am a newly introduced content creator, but what a twist, I honestly think, because I'm sharing the lifestyle of being an online English teacher. Personally, I worked in the corporate space in a call center for around 6 years.
Wow.
And after working in corporate, I just felt this need, this burning desire inside of me to get out of my comfort zone, do something new and exciting. So I started teaching English online. That means working from home, working remote, working on my own. And it was something so new and exciting. And I want to share that lifestyle with other women, what is possible for them, the flexibility and financial freedom that can come with that. So sharing my journey online brings me a lot of joy.
Okay, so it's a very personal journey then that you're taking
100%
your followers on.
Yes.
And a world of work that since the lockdowns that COVID-19 brought, the world of work kind of cracked wide open, and these new possibilities, these flexible remote working, yes, opportunities started to become much more prevalent. But yes, for a lot of folks, it's still it's an unknown. It's still a scary leap. It's,
yes,
still something that seems
impossible.
Impossible.
Right?
You're proving that not so.
Absolutely.
And your current work from home sort of schedule, I mean, teaching English, I'm assuming, to foreign language,
that's right,
folk all around,
yes,
the globe. Are you working international time zone hours?
Mm.
Hey, that's got to be
question.
That's got to be one of the hardest things to try and wrap your brain around.
It's actually quite easy if you do a little bit of research into the different types of countries, different types of students. If you're going to go and teach Chinese students, your hours might be a little bit challenging because of the time difference. But finding a time zone that works for you it's possible. There are students who are living in Argentina, Colombia, Thailand, Vietnam, and it matches so well with my schedule that when I'm working from home, I'm logging in the morning on my laptop at 8 o'clock, sometimes 10 o'clock, and I'm logging off at 6. So it fits perfectly into my comfortable life. And if I want to be flexible and pop on radio here at Lifestyle Radio, I can do it. If I want to create content on that particular day, or even branch into a new hobby like modeling, which I have started, I have that flexible schedule to do so.
So this new model that you've been experimenting with, this new way of working, the flexibility that comes with it, as you say, it's opened up new opportunities.
So 100%.
The modeling thing, for example, is that something that's been really new? It's not something you were doing prior with your previous corporate thing?
Yes, yes, yes. So, of course, I know that many women would experience working in a corporate 8-to-5. It can be a bit rigid, a bit challenging, especially if you are a mother or a wife and you have responsibilities. It's really difficult to find things that you enjoy, your hobbies, your passions. So when I took the leap to start working remote, this was around, I was 28 years old, and I was feeling like this quarter to life crisis, like, oh my gosh, I don't know what I enjoy. I don't know what my interests are. I don't know what my hobbies are. And I said, okay, let me not hide. Let me put myself on a platform where I absolutely have no choice but to be seen. Let me try modeling. So at the age of 30, I decided to reach out to a bunch of modeling companies, and I was blessed enough to be aligned with a modeling company called Extreme Model Management. And with them, working with them, I have modeled for companies like Shoe City, Edgar's, The Hub. I did a TVC that launched on internet, or national TV rather, for Neutrogena, and that was my biggest campaign at age 30.
Sure.
So we're never too old. It's never too late. It's just for me as a woman to tap into that feeling that is always there. Like, you can do it. You are worthy of achieving those goals that you have. And that's the message I'm trying to put out by trying to be that example every day to the followers on my Instagram.
For folks looking at you and the life that you're now living, and the opportunities and the flexibility and all that stuff that comes with this new chapter in Miss Nay Cotton's world, what would you say would be a starting point for someone who's considering possibly changing track, changing career from whatever they're involved with to giving this remote English teaching thing a bash? What resources or what portals would you point people towards to say, like, here's something to go read up on, here's where you'll find more information, or here is a great recommended platform to kind of launch yourself into this thing and see if it's for you?
That's a great question, and I get this a lot, actually, from the girlies that follow me on socials asking, do I need to quit my job in order to start trying this thing out? And absolutely no, I did not quit my corporate job before getting into online English teaching. I actually started teaching online part-time for a few hours on the weekend just to see if I like it. So the platforms that you can definitely check out in order to become certified, first of all, because all you need is your matric, your matric pass, and a TEFL certificate. TEFL stands for Teaching English as a Foreign Language. And I know that there are so many websites online where you have to pay for it, and it's quite expensive, and you don't know which ones are internationally recognized. But if you pop over to my socials, you will see a video that talks all about two free online platforms. The one is called TEFL Professional Development Institute, and the other is called Teacher Record. Absolutely free to begin and complete your course. And you don't have to pay for that certificate. You can use the electronic copy to apply to jobs online on LinkedIn. Put yourself out there on these digital platforms to find work and see what bites. You'll be really surprised.
Wow. So there's a top tip for you. A recommended, a tried and tested route to get yourself out there. And then, as you say, maybe it's just starting on the weekends with a couple of hours, testing the waters, see if this is something that you can hold down, if it works for you, and if it's something that you want to get more into, more involved, maybe it becomes your main hustle and not the side hustle.
Exactly, yes. That's what happened with me. And I found in the beginning, I was teaching English to these really young foreign kids from China. And then I put myself out there, tried and applied to platforms and schools in different countries. Now I'm teaching teenagers English as a second language, business professionals, lawyers, doctors, English as a secondary language, because it's such a high demand language. It's a universal language. And people all over the world are realizing how powerful English is, because especially with these lockdowns and working remote, they also want to have an opportunity to work for international companies. And the tool they need is English. So why not me be the teacher to guide them?
Amazing. And when it comes to figuring out like a lesson plan and obviously structuring a lesson, are you typically teaching in like hour-long chunks, or how do things
it
work?
It could be 25 minutes, 45 minutes, or 55 minutes.
Okay, those are your standard slots.
That's right.
And I'm guessing that for the deep dive, I mean, anyone listening to this who's interested would do well to find you and to find you on all good platforms. What platforms are you on? I mean, I'm guessing
Instagram,
Facebook, TikTok.
Instagram and TikTok, those are my besties. You can find me there. And if you are a little bit concerned, like, what do I teach? What does the lesson plan look like? How do I start? I actually do also offer a masterclass to girls and women who want to know step by step how they can actually create a platform for themselves, create a presence for themselves, how to teach English online. So you can reach out to me on socials, join my masterclass, equip yourself, invest in yourself, because there's so many opportunities.
There you go. Miss Nay Cotton, the lady in the spotlight right now on Radio Life and Style. And when looking for you on the socials, any weird underscore?
Oh, hashtags.
Is it just Miss Nay Cotton, one thing?
Oh, it's just Miss Nay Cotton. So MissNayCotton, Cotton. Okay, and if you want to check my hashtag, there's a special cash raise that I use. It's VRAH. It's just a feeling. It's just a vibe to get you in the mood, get you motivated. So check out me on the socials.
Feeling fra on
feeling
a Wednesday.
Fra.
Thank you, Ms. Nay, for giving us something to check out, something to look into. And maybe if you're hearing this, this is the nudge, the little dose of inspiration that you've been looking for, you've been needing, particularly on a grey Wednesday.
Absolutely.
Go and follow this lady, and you might find you discover a whole new exciting world of opportunities now that we're in this interconnected digital world. Why not take advantage of it, right?
Absolutely. And thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to reach the girlies and the women during Women's Month. We have so much power and abilities within us. Don't sleep on yourself. Don't do it.
You got the word on a Wednesday. Miss Nay, we'll chat again, I'm sure, on Radio Life and Style. What do you say?
Yes, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
You heard it here on 88 FM, giving you the word from Miss Nay Cotton.
Rah, rah, rah.